Πάντε σάντρου! Πάντε το μενε βασίλισσι! Πάντε το πατσάνα μπιμπάμπε!
Umle mzana Robert Gabriel Mugabe wakoku shungo akasekho. Lundoda wathetshulwa yingwe mhlaka February 21 ngomnyaka ka 1924 ekutama mission esiqintini sakoZumba esingunyakatho yaseZimbabwe. Wayengomunye wabantwana abahlanu bakamoya umnumzana Gabriel Mugabe Matidiri lenkosikazi Bona. Abadala kuye kwakungumichael, uRaphael, uBridget lesigcina thunjani uSabina beyize lamanye. Uthe esakhula uMugabe uyise wayengumbazi owadabula ilizwe waze wafika kuBulawayo esigabeni seMandebeleni edinga umsebenzi. Ngalezo nsuku umango ongako wawuthatha amaviki ambalwa ikakhulu emuntwini kazana ozisebenzela ngezandla. KoBulawayo uyise wagcina isiba lesithembu ngokuthatha elinye ikhosikazi unkosikazi Coletta. Ababili laba bazala abantwana abathathu uAlbert, uDavid noRegina. Ngale koZimba unkosikazi Bona owayengumbalisi wasala esondla eyedwa uMugabe lawafo wakhe. Esesengumfanyana uMugabe wayencedisa ngekhaya ngokwelusa inkomo zangakibo njalo esenza imisebenzi yonke yezandla lapha ekhaya. Ngalezo nsuku iningi labemfundo beSouthern Rhodesia babefunda bephetha izikolo zebanga laphansi kuphela. UMugabe wafunda isikolo eseJesuit Mission ekhokhelwa ngumfundisi wenkonzo yeRoma uFather O'Hare onguyena owamfundisa ukuthi abantu bahlonitshwe ngokufanayo. Wamkhuthaza ukuze afunde ayefika kude ngemfundo. Ababalisi bakhe babembona ukuthi ulengqondo bamupha ibizo lokuthi Mahlakaniphini. UMugabe waqala izifundo zakhe zaphezulu zekolitshini eFort Hare esabelweni seKapa kwele-South Africa. Lapho aphutsha khona wathola i-degree ele-Bachelor of Arts egxile ezifundweni zembali eze-history lolimi lwesiNgisi i-English ngomnyaka ka-1951. Waphenduka ekhaya wafundisa ngapha iqhubeka ngezifundo ezenziwa umuntu engekhaya eze-correspondence. Ngemva kweminyaka emibili wayesethole i-degree lakhe lesibili ele-Bachelor of Education ngapha efundisa e-Hope Fountain Mission emaphandleni asesigabeni seMandebeleni. Kungaleso sikhathi-ke lapho uyise agcina etshona khona etshiya uMugabe selomthwalo wokondla imuli yonke. Udade wabo uDr Regina Gata wamthuthusa nabafowabo bayafunda behlala ekutama mission. Ngomnyaka 1955 uMugabe waya eNorthern Rhodesia wayafundisa eChilimbana Training College okweminyaka emine. Ngapha eqhubeka ngezifundo ze-degree wathola i-Bachelor of Science kwezenotho. Ngemva kweminyaka emithathu uMugabe waya eGhana wafundisa eSt Mary's Teacher Training College lapho agcina ehlangana khona lomngadi wokuqala unkosikazi Sally Hayfron. Waphutsha i-degree lezenotho ngo-1958, bachada ngomnyaka 1961. Yena lomngadi babelandela iziqondiso zombuso we-Marxism. Ngakho-ke basekela uhulumende weGhana ngokusiza abantu ababebandlululwa. Ukwethekelela kwakhe ekhaya ngomnyaka 1960 kwaqondana lodlakela emalokitshini abantu belwela amalungelo alinganayo phakathi kwabensundu labamhlophe. UMugabe wavuma ukukhulumisana labantu abaningi ababebuthene emalokitshini betshengisela ngokubotshwa kwabakhokheli babo endaweni ezehlukeneyo zelizwe okulapho wabalandisela khona ngaye kubone kweleGhana kulandelwa umbuso we-Marxism. Ngemva kweviki ezimbalwa ezalandelayo uMugabe wakhethwa ukuba ngunobhala jikelele ebona ngezokwethula kwemibiko ebandleni le-Democratic Party. Ekupheleni komnyaka 1961 uhulumende waseRhodesia wavimba ukusebenza kwebandla le-Democratic Party okulapho laguqola igama selizibiza ngokuthi yiZimbabwe African People's Union ZAPU. Ikhokhelwa ngelinye lamaqhawe empini yokukhulula iZimbabwe owayesebenza ukulwela amalungelo ezisebenzi zonsundo uMoyi uDr Joshua Mqabuko Nkomo. UMugabe nabanye ababekuZaphu bacina bekhonona ngobukhokheli bukaNkomo okwabangela ukubana ngomnyaka 1963 yena labanye baqala elabo ibandla lezombusazwe ele Zimbabwe African National Union ZANU, eyayikhokhelwa umfundisi Ndabaningi Sithole. Mnyaka munye uMgabe labanye bakhe babotshwa bavalelwa ejele okweminyaka elishumi ekhona kudzingwa. Wathatha lelo thubaye lokuqhubeka ngezifundo, wenza elinye njalo idegree lezomthetho. Ngalowo mnyaka wayeyinhloko kahulumende yeRhodesia. Ngaleso sikhathi u-Ian Douglas Smith wavuma ukubana uMgabe akhulunywe ukuze aye emhlanganweni waselusaka eZambia.
I don't believe in black majority rule ever in Rhodesia. Not in a thousand years.
Angikholwa ukuthi kungaba lombuso wabensundu kuleli laseRhodesia. Akungeke, nanxa kungaze kudlule iminyaka eyinkulungwane.
Kodwa uMgabe wahle wathatha lelo thuba lokubaleka eseqa umngcele esiya kwele Mozambique ukuyabumba ibutho lokulwela inkululeko yelizwe phansi kwebandla lakhe lezano, ibutho eleZimbabwe African National Liberation Army, ZANLA. Ngakwelinye icele, izaphu ayekaJoshua Nkomo layo yasungula elayo iviyo lebutho eleZIPRA. Kwaba le mizamo yokuhlanganisa amacele omabili ukuze kubunjwe iviyo leZimbabwe People's Army njalo ngemva kwesikhathi ibandla le-Patriotic Front. Kuphansi komanyano we-Patriotic Front, lapho amacele omabili ayahlala phansi lo-Ian Smith ikhuluma ngenkululeko yeZimbabwe. Umlamla Nkunzi kungumhulumende weleBrithani eLancaster House eLondon.
The documents that we have just signed are of the greatest significance to the people of Rhodesia and of the neighbouring states. In opening this conference, I expressed the hope that we would be able to lay the foundations for a free, independent and democratic society in which all the people of Rhodesia, irrespective of their race or political beliefs,
sivula lo mhlangano ngifisa ukuba umsebenzi wethu wakhe ukuhlalisana ngokuthula la ngenkululeko phakathi kwabantu bonke jikelele baseRhodesia kungela bandlululo.
Ebhukwini lakhe elilesihloko esithi The Story of My Life, uNkomo wabhala ukuthi uMgabe wamangalisa wonke umuntu ngemva kwesivumelwano seLancaster House, lapho abika khona ukubana yena labanye bakhe abezana sebeseyancintisa ukhetho lwakuqala leZimbabwe ekhululekileyo bezimele njengebandla, hatshi phansi komanyano we-Patriotic Front.
Mina uRobert Gabriel Mugabe ngiyafunga ngokuseqinisweni njalo langokuzinikela ukusebenzela isizwe ngokusemandleni ami wonke. Ngalokho ngithi Thixo akungincede.
Okulapho kwahle kwasungulwa ufuthelana phakathi kwamabandla omabili. NgoLwezi ngomnyaka ka-1980 emzini weNtumbane koBulawayo kwaqhamuka ukulwisana okubi phakathi kwamasotsha eviyo lebutho leZANLA leleZIPRA. Impi yeNtumbane ibikwa yenza kwaba lokulahlekelwa kwamasotsha amaningi amacele omabili, eyaphosa yaqhamuka njalo ngemva kwenyanga ezine. Ufuthelana lokhu kwaqhubeka okokuthi ngozibandlela ngomnyaka ka-1983 uhulumende weZANU wasungula uhlelo olwabona ngabaningi ukubana njengolwenzondano lobandlululo olwaluqondiswe ebantwini abekhuluma ulimi lwesiNdebele ezabelweni zeMathebeleland leze-Midlands. Lesi sihluku sabizwa ngegama lokuthi yiGugurahundi, lapho okwabulawayo ngocuku olukhulu inkulungwane ezidlula amashumi amabili zabantu makhaza ababengahlomanga, ababekucela omama ababezithwele labantwana. Esikhathini esilokhu sibabazwa ngabaningi ukuthi isikhathi esaba mnyama embalini yeZimbabwe isithole uzivuse. Okwaze kwabamba ngamandla ngomnyaka 1987 uDr. Joshua Nkomo ukubana avume ukukhulumisana umlotha loMgabe esebone ukuchitheka kwegazi eliningi emhlobuleni wasemandebeleni. Walotshwa isivumelwano sokumanyana eseUnity Accord.
I have worked so hard for this country before independence, during the war. I worked so hard after independence to make our independence stick.
Ngalisebenzela kuqhadalala ilizwe leli ngemva kokuthola izibuse ngesikhathi sempi yenkululeko. ngaphinda ngasebenza nzima ngemva kokuthola inkululeko ngisenzela ukuthi uzibuse aqine nko.
Lo manyano awuzange uncede kangako ngoba kwaqhubeka ufuthelana nokungethembani phakathi kwabo labalandeli babo. Umgabe wavele wakubeka sobala ukuthi yena akafuni ibandla eliphikisayo edalele ephalamende. Kulandelwe umbuso webandla elilodwa, i-one party state, kulandelwa izibopho ze-ZANU-PF kuphela. Umanyano owawumele ukukhokhelwe nguye uMgabe kungelako ukuphikiswa. Mhlakazi bandlela 7 ngomnyaka 1992, unkosikazi Saleh Heifron Mugabe watshona ebulawa yisifo senzinso. Emaphethelweni eminyaka kubo 1990, uMgabe wabhekana lokuqonga kwamazwi okuphikisa umbuso wakhe okwakungazake kwenzakale kubangelwa ikugugudeka lokonakala kwesimo somnotho elizweni. Umoyi umnumzana Edgar Zikanayi 2.3, omunye wabasungula ibandla leZANU-PF sesikhathi sinye loMgabe ngomnyaka 1964, owaba ngomunye wayebikwa engumngane omkhulu kaMgabe. Wamelana naye, wancintisa ukukhetho lokudinga umongameli ephansi kwebandla ayelisungulele yena eleZimbabwe Unity Movement, ZUM, ngomnyaka 1990. Laloba wanqontshwa ukhetho lolo, isilinganiso sabantu abamvotelayo waphosa wamuyisa uMgabe. Unkosikazi Margaret Tshawe Namuhondo Dungo ngomunye wababekuviwo lebutho eleZANLA, owaqonga isibindi waphuma kuZANU-PF wasungula elakhe ibandla eleZimbabwe Union for Democracy, ZUD, ngowesifazana lo owamelana loMgabe. Lokhu yikho okwakhokhelela ekuthini abanye nabo babumbe amabandla ezombusazwe okumelana leZANU-PF. Elikhulu langkhona kungele Movement for Democratic Change, MDC, elabunjwa ngomnyaka ka-1999 likhokhelwa umnumzana Morgan Richard Tsvangirai.
We must give Mugabe a resounding defeat.
Kumele sinqobe uMgabe okungela kuthandabuza.
Isolo ebantwini ngombuso kaMgabe yaqhubeka kwathi ngokhetho luka-2008 kwabonakala ukubana uTsvangirai ONDC wayenqobile kodwa wavinjwa ukuba ngumongameli ngoba engatholanga amavoti eneleyo phansi kwesisekelo sombuso emthethweni othi kwakumele athole isilinganiso esedlula amashumi amahlanu ekhulwini, 50% plus 1. Kulapho ababili laba bagcina bekhumisana umlotha, bavumelana ukubumba uhulumende okwabelana amandla owe-Government of National Unity, GNU. Kodwa uMgabe akathandanga ukuyekethisa njengemvama, wakhetha ukuthatha izikhundla zonke ezilesi sindo ezinjengezomvikela ukuze ibutho liqhubeke liphansi kwakhe. UMgabe wayekholwa ekuthini imfundo iqakathekile ekuthuthukiseni ilizwe. Ngakho-ke ngomnyaka 1980 ngemva kokuthola uzibuse wathatha isinqumo sokuthi imfundo ibe lilungelo lomuntu wonke, okwenza kwaba yimfanelo ukuthi umntwana wonke athole imfundo eye-primary leye-secondary ngaphandle kwembadalo. Njengoba yena wayengumbalisi, waba ngowakuqala ukuhlawulela indleko yezifundo yamabhezari kamongameli awokusiza abafundayo abalengqondo ezikhaliphileyo kodwa bephuma emulini eziswelayo lentandane ukuze baqhubeke ngemfundo yaphezulu yemakolitshini. Kungenxa yalesi sizathu iZimbabwe yaningi ithola isicoco sokuba labantu abaningi abafundileyo ezwekazi lonke lase-Afrika. Nguye njalo owaphatha indima enkulu ekuthunyelweni kwamasosha aweZimbabwe ngomnyaka 1991 ukuyalondoloza ukuthula emazweni omhlaba phansi kweviyo lebutho lenhlanganiso yomanyana wamazwe omhlaba ele-United Nations Verification Mission. Ubungcwethi lokuzinikela kwamasosha la kwapha iZimbabwe inhlonipho lokuzinza okukhulu emazweni womhlaba lasenhlanganisweni ezifana lomanyano we-United Nations laku-African Union. Ngakwelinye icele uMgabe uzokhunjulwa ngokunye kokubi akwenzayo esaphila, isihluku sokubulawa kwenkulungwane lenkulungwane zabantu ngombhuqazwe weGugurawondi, amanxeba enhliziyo alokhe ebhibhidla, sikhuluma kanje ngoba ingaxolisanga, ukudilizelwa imizi kwabantu ngohlelo lwakhe olwemramba jina, udlakela lokuhlukumeza lokwethusela abantu ngezikhathi zokhetho kwezombusazwe, ukuthunjwa lokunyamalala kukaRashiwe Guja, uyintai Tsamara, ujesina mkoko labanye okungaqedakaliyo ukungajezisi abaqhuba ibhizinisi ngobugwelegwele i-corruption ukugoqela iziphathamandla zikahulumende wakhe nomkakhe wakhe izigidi zezizalwane zezimbabwe sezabona kungcono ukuyaphephela kwamanye amazwe bagcwala emazweni womhlaba besiyadinga amadlelo angcono kulasekhaya umnotho usuguqiwe ngamadolo urobert gabriel mugabe wakokushingo usefitshinile ngimele istudio 7 ngise washington dc ngingupractitis jeremiah